This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
What have you got to talk about this morning?
Look, I've actually got a couple of emails that I wanted to read out. But first I want to acknowledge Robin from Heatherton.
A new member.
A new member.
Go, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. It's really, really important memberships. It keeps us on air. Also a message the listener loved, that Ro acknowledged she's constantly learning and evolving as well. It's a sign of
humility, Macca. It's a sign of humility.
Humility, yes. Tass, the home of humility. And message from Melina here. She says, I'm very proud of Dan Andrews as our Premier, despite all the backlash on social media towards him. Well, bit of static in the background, Melina. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Thanks to Ro and her hard work and all the quiet achievers who've been lobbying, including this show, and you and Tass and Macca. Thank you, Melina, but, you know, we're just one or two of many.
We're just cogs in the wheel, but we do our bit, don't we, Macca?
Yeah. Interesting, she draws a parallel. Pete Buttigieg in the US, he's swearing in this week with his partner alongside him. Is a reflection of change for leaders in our community globally. And in answer to your question, Melina, is there a video or pictures of all the people in the hotel that will be released to the Pride Centre for its archives? Yeah, I actually, there are a couple of pictures on Twitter of people gathering at the Imperial Hotel. What we might do, because Paul's got it handy, just we'll actually replay the message that Daniel Andrews sent.
Oh yeah, good on you.
Across the road to all those who are gathering at the Imperial Hotel. And no, I'm not giving them a free plug. Well, I suppose it is. But that's where they were gathering, and he sent this across because he couldn't be there. But this is all the advocates, all the community groups that were supporting this, the survivors and others. This is a message that he sent across as the legislation was passing, was in the process of being passed. Just have a listen to this.
Hi, I'm Dan Andrews. Change and justice is not delivered by those who write the laws or give the speeches. Rather, it's the product of the courage and the conviction of those who bravely tell their stories and campaign hard and long for what is right. On behalf of every Victorian who values equality and inclusion, safety, fairness and dignity, I want to thank everybody there tonight. I'm sorry I can't be with you, but thank you. This is your victory, and I'm just so deeply impressed by each of you, and I just want to say thank you. All the very best, and I hope you tonight can raise a glass and celebrate this achievement, but also be proud to know that you live in the progressive capital of our nation.
Now, what a fantastic message that was. There's only one thing in that I would have liked Dan to have changed, Tass.
What's that, Macca?
Instead of raise a glass, I hope you all get on the beers. That would have been... And look, it was an important night. It was a groundbreaking night, because it actually has made it illegal for the sort of conversion practices, I won't call them therapy, conversion practices that have been practiced. As Ro Allen said, there's a big education campaign to now take place.
And Macca, that's going to be led by the Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
And when I recently saw Catherine Dixon, the executive officer, she did agree to join us back in the studio to talk about the challenges.
Because that's going to be a huge, you know, for the people, not just the people, you know, the people who supported this legislation, I think they understand the intent and the import of the legislation. But those who opposed it, it's really important that they now get to understand this is the law, this is how it's likely to be implemented, this is how it will work. But also, you know, there is another thing that people need to remember in this. This is now the law of the state of Victoria. And part of the process will be managed by the Victorian Equatini Human Rights Commission. But before anyone can be prosecuted, right, the Department of Public Prosecutions will actually have to take the brief. So someone will have to complain in a formal way. A complaint will have to be laid. The DPP will investigate it. And they will run their slide rule across it on the basis of, number one, can this commission of this offence, the evidence, be sustained beyond reasonable doubt? They also have to take into account what was the intent of the act. And also, is a prosecution in the public interest? And number, and not number two or three, also, what are the likely chances of success of that prosecution?
God, you've studied this hard, Micah.
Well, it's the law, Patas. It's the law. And so there's another check and balance on this.
But what it also does, Micah, is that it actually sets a standard.
Yes.
It sets a standard in our community about what is acceptable and what is not. And look, I acknowledge that the processes that you've talked about are complicated and difficult and will be quite challenging. And in some respects, only the bravest will ever go there. But it does actually send a very clear signal to our leaders and people who used to practice this stuff that this is no longer acceptable.
Yeah, and, you know, so I say to those, you might want to make note of this, Tass.
I'm listening.
I say to those
very carefully
out there who oppose this legislation, we heard you. We understand your views. We now would like you to understand how this legislation is going to work, why it is important, and also, I think, why your fears were pretty much unfounded. Because the legislation is about protecting vulnerable people. It is not about discriminating against people of faith. It is about protecting vulnerable people. No legislation is perfect, right? Nothing is ever perfect, not even God. Work with us to make this work. Tass.
Macker, I was going to say, I'm looking very forward to one of our guests a little bit later in the show, Professor Marion Maddox from Macquarie University.
Oh, yes.
Who has just written a very interesting piece about essentially the role of the ACL, the Australian Christian Lobby, specifically about... What are you laughing, Macker?
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Tass. I've got a... The Australian Christian Lobby, and look, it's going to be an interesting discussion, but the Australian Christian Lobby is very well funded. They make a lot of noise. They put out a lot of very smooth and very schmick sound grabs and other grabs. But their campaigns, you know, they are loud, right? They get a lot of attention. But you know what?
But I'm interested.
No, no. They have not been successful. Marriage equality and the campaign against the conversion practices legislation did not succeed. And you know why they didn't succeed? Because there weren't enough people that were prepared to drink the Kool-Aid. Right? So it's the Australian Kool-Aid Lobby.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.